From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Military authorities investigating this week's shooting at Fort Hood in Texas say the mental condition of the 34-year-old gunman was apparently not the direct precipitating factor in what took place. Authorities still trying to determine why military specialist Ivan Lopez opened fire on fellow soldiers, killing three and wounding more than a dozen others before turning the gun on himself. Lieutenant General Mark Milley says that some of the injured are now out of the hospital.
10 soldiers of the original 16 have now been released from hospital and returned to duty. And I, as a commander, as a soldier, am incredibly impressed by the medical professionals at both Scott and White, Darnell, and the entire response of the Fort Hood emergency responders and the community at large.
Meanwhile, the father of the gunman says he's still struggling to comprehend his son's actions. Military officials say there was a verbal altercation before the shootings Wednesday. A federal judge in Washington is rejecting a lawsuit by families of U.S. drone victims. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the relatives sued top military and intelligence officials.
Judge Rosemary Collier says the former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta and the former CIA Director David Petraeus may not be held personally liable for money damages. They were sued by the family of radical American cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, who died in a drone strike in Yemen in 2011. The family argued the U.S. government had deprived him of due process rights. But the judge said that to allow the case to proceed would draw the judiciary into decisions that really belong to the executive branch and the military. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The San Francisco grand jury has indicted a prominent California state senator on charges of corruption and conspiracy to traffic in firearms. According to court documents released today, the indictment adding to the current woes of State Senator Leland Yee, who was arrested along with two dozen others last week on corruption charges. It's alleged the one-time candidate for mayor of San Francisco accepted cash from undercover FBI agents seeking to purchase illegal weapons. U.S. employers added 192,000 jobs to their payrolls in March. NPR's John Itzy says that's more than the average monthly jobs growth.
There had been concerns that the winter weakness in the job market might signal a lower growth path for the U.S. economy. But Jim O'Sullivan of High Frequency Economics says the solid March jobs report is a positive sign for growth.
When you look at the average for payrolls for the first quarter, 178,000 per month, including the revisions to January and February, I mean, those are pretty good gains.
Despite the relatively strong job growth, the unemployment rate held steady at 6.7%. That's largely because the labor force increased by 500,000 as some discouraged workers began looking for jobs again. The positive jobs report boosted stocks temporarily, but they ended down sharply as weakness in tech stocks spread. John Itzy, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow was down 159 points. This is NPR. U.S. authorities working in conjunction with their Mexican counterparts say they've discovered two cross-border smuggling tunnels stretching hundreds of yards between Tijuana and an industrial park in San Diego. According to an official with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service, a woman from California has been arrested for allegedly overseeing logistics at a warehouse where one of the tunnel entrances was located. Officials say the first tunnel was roughly 600 yards long and equipped with lighting and a crude rail system. The other tunnel, said to be 700 yards long and more sophisticated, it included an electric rail system and ventilation equipment. Southern food celebrity Paula Deen and her brother have closed Bubba's Seafood and Oyster House. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the Savannah, Georgia restaurant was the center of a racial controversy that cost Deen part of her lucrative food empire.
The restaurant's website says, "Thank you for 10 great years. Uncle Bubba's is now closed." Deen's brother, Earl Bubba Hires, issued a statement saying he plans to explore other development options for the waterfront property. A former Bubba's manager filed a discrimination lawsuit against Deen and Hires, alleging a hostile work environment full of sexual innuendo and racial slurs. The case was later dismissed, but not before Deen admitted in a deposition to using racial slurs in the past. After the revelation, the Food Network dropped her, and major retailers, including Target and Walmart, quit selling her products. Deen's flagship Savannah restaurant, The Lady and Sons, remains open. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The Obama administration says 3 million Americans signed up for Medicaid under the new health care initiative. It's the first accounting of how much the safety net program has grown since implementation of the new health care law. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.